say that now. I mean, it was like, wow, really, the 1900s? Well, I came in 99 and I gave my life to the Lord in 01. And when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, the more I got into His Word, the more I realized the parallels of being a ranger and on safari in Africa and how that ties into having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so that's how Sun Safaris, the ministry of Sun Safaris, came about. And today I wanted to share one of those little parallels, if you would, one of those little circumstances where God gets to communicate through His creation. As a ranger, our game drive vehicle is very cool. It had a seat on the hood where my tracker would sit. And so he's like an extra pair of eyes and ears where he's looking and listening for the game. And at nighttime, he's up there with a spotlight, you know, shining around looking for all the animals. And there's a particular little creature that we used to look for as a team. And this creature is quite incredible. If you think about camouflage in any environment, insects and animals are just absolutely incredible. But this particular creature, I think, is the best. It's the chameleon. A chameleon does a great job of just hiding in its surrounding and changing as its surroundings change. So what's fabulous, if you think about it, and I bet a lot of you didn't know, chameleon don't change color at night. They don't have to. It's dark. They can't be seen. So there they are, just as they are, sleeping up on a branch, waiting for the next day where they will probably go and change color to blend in. And so at nighttime with the spotlight, if you're looking for it, you can find them sleeping in the trees because they turn like a lime green color and it reflects the light of the big spotlight. And so my tracker and I would have this little competition about how many chameleons, you know, we could find. And it's pretty cool, over the years that we spent together as a team, Elman, who was my tracker, I think he found like 23,642, and I found five. Okay, I found five, okay? That's good, I think, okay? I got five to my name. But what's cool is you driving through the pitch black, and you're shining this light, and literally your guests are amazed because you can find a chameleon hiding up in the tree, which is so amazing. So how do we understand God through His creation? How can God communicate through His creation? Well, a chameleon changes color during the day, but at nighttime it is as it is. Don't we do that sometimes in our environments? Maybe it's at work, at school, or even in our families and our relationships, where during the day we blend in. We blend in our surroundings, you know, and then, you know, at church, it's like, yay, go God, yay, Jesus. And then we go back to work on Monday and we're making certain decisions that blend us into our environment. Don't we do that sometimes? I think we do it more times than we think. But then at night, the lights are off, the doors are closed, no one's around to see you, and God sees you for exactly who you are. It often makes me wonder, like Leonardo DiCaprio, who is he at 3 o'clock in the morning when the cameras aren't rolling or when the flashes aren't going? You know, who's Alex Rodriguez at 3 o'clock in the morning when he's not having to go to all those interviews? Or, you know, who are the presidents and kings and queens of the nations around the world when no one is watching? When they don't have to turn it on, they don't have to blend into their environment. It's what God sees when the doors are closed. And there's an incredible story in the book of Mark. And Jesus is surrounded by a whole bunch of people. And in the third chapter, there's this particular gentleman who's got a very bad hand. You know, I don't know what a withered hand looks like, but I think it's a hand that doesn't work very well, probably doesn't look very good. And he's standing in the crowd, and Jesus says to him, come up front in front of everyone. Now, my interpretation is that I don't think the guy walked up in front of the crowd with his hand out like this. I think he was hiding his hand maybe in his jacket, or maybe he had a pocket, or he had a robe and he's hiding his hand because it's pretty disgusting. He doesn't want people to see it. And Jesus says to him, hey, show me your hand. And my interpretation is that I'm sure that he didn't pull out that gummy, horrible hand. I think he may have pulled out the good hand, right? Like, here you go. And Jesus probably said, no. Show me your disgusting. Show me that putrid. Show me that withered. Show that horrible hand that you're trying to hide from here. And he pulls it out in front of everyone. I'm going to continue that story in a moment. Because not but a few verses before this whole interaction, Jesus is walking down the road and he goes past a tax collector. And he says to the tax collector, "Hey, follow me." And the tax collector got up and followed Jesus. Now, I don't know if you know, but in Jesus' day, sinners were over here. Probably royalty and all those other religious people were kind of thought of being higher up, and then sinners were over here. Well, tax collectors were down here. Jesus says to a tax collector, "Get up and follow me." And the tax collector gets up and follows him. Jesus says, "Pull out your hand. I want to see it." And the guy eventually pulls out his hand and he sees it. What's amazing is that when he pulled out his hand, Jesus healed it. When the tax collector followed Jesus, Jesus went to the house with a whole bunch of sinners and tax collectors. So bad people and then the really bad people. And he hung out with them. Now in both those instances, what is absolutely amazing, Jesus didn't turn to the tax collector and say, "Stop stealing. Stop being disgusting. Stop being a thief. Now follow me." He said, "Get up and follow me. I don't care. Get up and follow me. Gentleman with the withered hand, don't go and wash your hand and make it look all pretty and now show it to me." He said, "Show me your disgusting." And then Jesus heals it. Same as us. Aren't we sometimes like the chameleon and we're hiding? And we're hiding that nature of ours, that there's something that we don't want people to see, so we hide it. And Jesus comes to you and says, "I want you to show that to me." And we're like, whoa, now we're getting a little bit personal here. Unfortunately, I don't know where some of you are. You might be a Christ follower. You might be a person that goes to church every Sunday. Or maybe you're here just because your kids play basketball. Fabulous. Thank you for coming. I don't know where your walk is with the Lord, but I want you to understand something. Is that you don't have to fix your life first and then follow Jesus Christ. Religion dictates that. It says, clean yourself up, then follow Jesus. And Jesus says, follow me, and then we'll clean you up. And sometimes we become the barrier for people on the outside. You know, that gentleman or that lady that cusses at work every day. Like, I ain't bringing her to church, man. She needs to stop cussing and then maybe I'll bring her to church. No, invite her first. Or I know people in an adulterous relationship. They need to clean themselves up a little bit. And when they get done, then I'll invite them to church. No, Jesus said, bring it. Show me your sin. Show me your ugly. Show me everything that you are trying to hide. Because you might be able to blend in during the day, but when no one's watching, ladies and gentlemen, I see you. I see you. So my question is to you today, no matter who you are, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ or if not, please, this is an environment to maybe for you to come out. And yeah, maybe I'm not saying come and show your ugly on the first day. I don't think, you know, you want to do that. But come first and see what Jesus has to offer because he will heal your life. So who are you when no one is watching and Jesus sees your heart? On my table out front here, I have a picture of a chameleon. Okay, one of the few that I found, but I still got a picture of a chameleon. And on here is a verse. Take as many as you want, guys. These are just for you on the table. And it says here, "For we speak as messengers approved by God to be trusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God, not man. He alone examines the motives of your heart." Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to me today.